हरिः ओम् तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ओम् ओम् श्रीमहागणपतये नमः ओम् सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ताम् वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम् श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानाम् आलयम् करुणालयम् नमामि भगवत्पादशङ्करम् लोकशङ्करम् शङ्करम् शङ्कराचार्यम् केशवम् बादरायणम् सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ ॐ शं नो मित्रशं वरुणः शं नो भवत्वरीयमा शं न इन्द्रो बृहस्पतिः नुरुक्रमः नमो ब्रह्मणे नमस्ते वायो त्वमेव प्रत्यक्षं ब्रह्मासि त्वमेव प्रत्यक्षं ब्रह्म वदिष्यामि ऋतं वदिष्यामि सत्यं वदिष्यामि तद्वक्तारमवतो अवतो माम् अवतो वक्तारम् ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ सहनाभवतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहैः ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ ब्रह्मविदा आप्नोति परम्
Every Anuvaka will practice for 5 minutes, and I'm not going to chant the old mantras. Old mantra will chant on Fridays and any other day if you are coming, okay, or Wednesday we are meeting something. But we'll learn, because we have to memorize this Taittiriya Upanishad. You don't worry, okay? Come and sit in the class. I'll take care of your memorization. So, but just repeat after me each line twice. Listen to me carefully, swaras, and chant. Om. Brahma vida apnoti param.
Brahma vida apnoti param. Brahma vida apnoti param.
Tadeshabhyukta. सत्यं ज्ञानमनन्तं ब्रह्म यो वेद निहितं गुहायां परमे व्योमन् यो वेद निहितं गुहायां परमे व्योमन् यो वेद निहितं गुहायां परमे व्योमन्
परमे व्योमन्
யோவேதனிஹி தங்குஹாயாம் பரமே வ்யோமன்.
யோவேதனிஹி தங்குஹாயாம் பரமே வ்யோமன்.
குஹாயாம் பரமே வ்யோமன்.
குஹாயாம் பரமே
த்ரீ டைம்ஸ்
சர்வான் காமான்
சக காமான் சக சர்வான் காமான் சக
விபச்சிதேதி 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 விபச்சிதேதி
ப்ரஹ்மணா விபச்சிதேதி
ப்ரஹ்மணா விபச்சிதேதி ப்ரஹ்மணா விபச்சிதேதி ப்ரஹ்மணா விபச்சிதேதி
சம்பூதஹ
ஆகாஶஸம்பூதஹ
ஆகாஷாத் வாயுஹ
ஆகாஷாத் வாயுஹ
வாயோரக்னிஹ idam puccham pratishtha, idam puccham pratishtha, tadapyesha,
tadapyesha, tadapyesha,
shloko bhavati,
shloko bhavati, shloko bhavati, shloko bhavati,
tadapyesha 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 shloko bhavati, tadapyesha shloko bhavati, tadapyesha shloko bhavati,
annadvai,
annadvai, annadvai, annadvai,
praja prajayante,
praja prajayante, praja prajayante, praja prajayante,
annadvai praja prajayante,
annadvai praja prajayante, annadvai praja prajayante,
ya kepi praja prajayante, yakascha,
yakascha, yakascha, yakascha,
yakascha, yakascha,
yakascha,
yakascha, yakascha, prithivi gushritaha,
prithivi gushritaha, prithivi gushritaha, prithivi gushritaha,
prithivi gushritaha,
prithivi gushritaha, prithivi gushritaha.
See there that ashrita, prithivim ashritaha, that shra, sha is a palatal, not cerebral. Cerebral means SHS on sha, but this is palatal, sha, sha, sa, sha, sha. Get the difference? Okay.
Prithivi gushritaha, prithivi gushritaha, yakascha prithivi gushritaha,
yakascha
prithivi gushritaha, yakascha prithivi gushritaha, yakascha prithivi gushritaha, atho 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 anne naiva,
anne naiva,
anne naiva, anne naiva, jivanti
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 jivanti,
atho anne naiva jivanti,
atho anne naiva jivanti, atho anne naiva jivanti,
atho anne naiva jivanti, athai nadapi,
athai nadapi, athai nadapi, athai nadapi,
Athai nadapi yantyantatah.
Athai nadapi yantyantatah.
Athai nadapi yantyantatah. Say three times after me, okay? Every time you say after me, very good.
Athai nadapi yantyantatah.
Athai nadapi
yantyantatah.
Athai nadapi yantyantatah.
Athai nadapi yantyantatah.
Annagum hi.
Bhutanam.
Jeshtham. Annagum hi bhutanam jeshtham.
Tasmat.
Sarvaushadhamuchyate. Tasmat sarvaushadhamuchyate.
Okay, we'll stop there. We practice every class a little bit, so you see that you, in the class itself, you memorize, and people who are bent upon not chanting, they'll also will make them beha just by listening.
Asan neva sabhavati.
Asad bhavati.
Now we'll do the class so that you say it twice, it's enough.
Asad brahmeti vedachet.
Okay. Asti brahmeti chedveda.
Asti brahmeti chedveda.
Santamenam tato viduriti.
Tasyaisha eva sharira atma. Tasyaisha eva sharira atma. sharira atma
yah purvasya
yah purvasya yah purvasya
athato no prashna
athato no prashna athato no prashna
athato athato no prashna
athato no prashna athato no prashna
uta vidvanamum lokam pretya
uta vidvanamum lokam pretya uta
kaschana gacchati
kaschana gacchati
had to wait for me to finish kaschana gacchati
kaschana gacchati
aho vidvanamum lokam pretya
aho vidvanamum lokam pretya aho vidvanamum lokam pretya
kaschit samashnota vo
kaschit samashnota
sokamayata
sokamayata sokamayata
bahusyam prajayeyeti
bahusyam prajayeyeti bahusyam prajayeyeti
satapotapyata
satapotapyata satapotapyata
satapastaptva
satapastaptva satapastaptva
idagum sarvamasrujata
idagum sarvamasrujata idagum sarvamasrujata
yadidam kincha
yadidam kincha yadidam kincha
tat srishtva
tat srishtva
tat srishtva tadeva no pravishate
tadeva no pravishate tadeva no
tadano pravishya
tadano pravishya tadano pravishya
satyatyaccha bhavat
satyatyaccha bhavat satyatyaccha bhavat
niruktancha
niruktancha niruktancha niruktancha niruktancha
nilayanancha nilayanancha
nilayanancha nilayanancha nilayanancha nilayanancha
vijnanancha vijnanancha
vijnanancha vijnanancha vijnanancha vijnanancha
satyanchanrutancha
satyanchanrutancha
satyanchanrutancha satyamabhavat
satyamabhavat satyamabhavat
yadidam kincha
yadidam kincha yadidam kincha
tat satyamit ಸತ್ಯಾಚಕ್ಷತೆ
ತತ್ಸತ್ಯಮಿತ್ಯಾಚಕ್ಷತೆ ತತ್ಸತ್ಯಮಿತ್ಯಾಚಕ್ಷತೆ
ತದಪ್ಯೇಷ ಶ್ಲೋಕೋ ಭವತಿ
ತದಪ್ಯೇಷ ಶ್ಲೋಕೋ ಭವತಿ ತದಪ್ಯೇಷ ಶ್ಲೋಕೋ ಭವತಿ.
ಓಕೆ, we are in the sixth anuvaka wherein the student asked three questions. Two questions he asked explicitly and one question he implied. That first question he implied is this: is there Brahman at all? And as an answer to that question, Upanishad presents seven arguments, as I said, to establish the existence of Brahman. Yes, Brahman is very much there. And as a first reasoning, Upanishad said, Brahman is because Brahman is the very intelligent cause of this universe. And to say how Brahman is the intelligent cause of the universe, so he had to say the first point is what? Nimitta karanatvat jagataha nimitta karanatvat Brahma asti. Brahman is due to its status of being the intelligent cause of this universe, and for which, because Brahman, there was a desire, saha akamayata, and here he uses the word saha, which means Ishwaraha. Saha Paramatma Akamayata. I said last class itself, Akamayata, Saha Ishwaraha Akamayata, Saha Paramatma Akamayata, Saha Bhagavan Akamayata. When do we say Bhagavan? When do you say Paramatma? When do you say Ishwaraha? No, Saha means Brahman with its Maya Shakti as Ishwara. What now? Akamayata, desired. And I said already, the desire on the part of Brahma, Ishvara, is a non-binding desire, because a desire on the part of the Jiva is an expression of Ajnanam, therefore it's associated with samsara, whereas I have explained this last already, I'm just quickly just saying and going ahead. And whereas the desire on the part of Brahman is a non-binding desire, because it is for the sake of the well-being of the Jivas alone. No, Brahman had, this Ishvara had desire to create this universe. We are going to understand everything. Just listen to me carefully. All your doubts, whatever doubts suddenly come into your mind, I know what all doubts might come now. Those doubts will resolve if you listen to me carefully. Okay? Because the Jivas, the universe has to be created for the sake of fructification of the karma phalas of the Jivas. Therefore, the Ishvara had desire to create. And even though desire arises, for the desire to be implemented in the form of an action, it must be visualized. Before even the creation, there must be visualization. Therefore, Brahman also, Ishvara visualized. And after visualization, therefore what happened? Visualization, he created Asrujata. Tapaha Tattva Asrujata. Asrujata idagum sarvam Asrujata. Means, he created, Ishvara created everything, this entire cosmos. Doesn't talk about the details of the Srishti, But Ishvara created this entire universe. I mean, to create something, to bring something into manifestation or creation, to produce something, there must be the production or creation must always be, it always must be preceded by visualization, thinking, and desiring also. Without the visualization, creation is not possible. Even visualization of something is possible only when the desire arises and the desire becomes firm desire. Therefore, and desire is not possible on the part of something which is inert. Therefore, it is only the desire is possible only the being, it is a conscious being. Therefore, the desire being there, visualization, etc., implies what? Conscious being there. Therefore, so asrujata. So asrujata is a past tense verb of the verb srujate, which means created. So Ishvaraha Paramatma created. Brahma with its Maya Shakti as Ishvara created this universe. When you use the word created, it's an important thing. The verb created definitely implies the creator, who must be the intelligent cause. When you say the goldsmith has made a chain, he created the chain, or carpenter has created the table or has made a table, you mean only the intelligent cause. Creation, the verb created, implies only the creator, the intelligent cause, not the material cause. Because you cannot say gold created the chain, you cannot say. It is wrong to say wood created the table, you cannot say. Gold created the chain, you cannot say. Fabric created the shirt, you cannot say, because you know gold or fabric or wood, etc., are all inert materials. So they cannot create. Therefore, the created, that verb asrujata, implies Ishvara being the creator. When you say creator, the word creator implies what? The intelligent cause. Therefore, Brahma as Ishvara being the intelligent cause of the universe is implied by the word asrujata. Therefore, Brahman is the what? No, Brahman alone created this universe. Means what? Brahman as Ishvara with the Maya Shakti as Ishvara created this universe. Therefore, asrujata implies Ishvara being the nimitta karanam of this universe. Nimitta karanatvat, universe is, the creation is, therefore there must be the creator, and the creator is none other than Ishvara, and there is no Ishvara other than Brahma, okay, short, Brahma. Therefore, Brahma is the nimitta karanam of the prapanchaha, universe. Therefore, Brahman is the first point. Thereafter, we have to go to the next one. This is an old lesson.
Tat-srishtva, tad-eva-nu-pra-viśat. Tad-eva-nu-pra-viśat. Satchatyachabhavat.
Okay. The next one is the following sentence. Tadeva anupravishat. Tadeva anupravishat. Having created this universe, Ishvara entered into that universe. Entered into that universe. So entry into one's own creation makes Ishvara a jiva. Paramatma becomes a jivatma, having entered into his own creation.
Tadano pravishya
satchatyaccha bhavat.
Okay, this is called anupravesha shrutihi. Anupravesha mantra, anupravesha shrutihi. I told you already, it's very important thing. And here, this also explained last class. How does Ishvara create and enter into its own creation? I told you how we create our own Swapna Prapanchaha, dream universe. You create your dream universe. You fall asleep, then you create your dream universe. You are the knowledge to create the universe. You are the intelligent cause of your dream. And you are the material cause of the dream also. The material required for creating the dream also is not outside of you. Because you don't get up and go out to get something to create the dream. You just, all that you knew is only you fall asleep. And afterwards, the dream gets projected. Means the material and the intelligent cause of the dream world is none other than you. Once you create the dream world, you create one, your own dream body for yourself also. You, the waker, fall asleep, then you create your own body for yourself also. And in that you enter into that body, and what happens? You start transacting with that universe, dream universe, wherein you become one of the products of that dream universe. Who created the dream body for yourself? Yourself. Who created the dream world? Yourself. What is the material you had for creating the dream? Yourself. Having projected the dream, who asked you, how did you enter into your dream body? You entered. How do you know you entered into the dream body? Because you had identity with that dream body, mind, sense complex in the dream. That is why you were able to see the dream world as though it was outside of you. If you did not have identity with the dream body, mind, sense complex which you created, you produced in your dream world, then you would not have seen the dream world being outside of you. And you isolated yourself from the dream world also, and you saw that you were different, you identified with the dream body maintenance complex, was different from the dream world of experience, the word dream world. And you were also becoming the victim of all the pains and pleasures in the dream world. You enjoyed pleasures, you suffered pain also, and for which your own dream products were sources of pain and pleasure for you. Your own dream products frightened you, threatened you, made you unhappy, made you happy also. In the dream, you had experience of both pain and pleasure. Fear, everything. But the dream world was so real. And you entered into the dream, until you enter into your dream world, until you created the dream world, until you enter into your dream body mansions complex, until you had identity with the dream body mansions complex, you were free. Once you entered, then you became, for you, you became one of the isolated products of your own dream creation, your own the isolated products of the dream world, and you became a dream jivaha. Actually, you are dream Ishwaraha. You are the lord of the dream universe, but you have become a dream jivaha. How? By entering into your own creation. As your dream creation is possible for you, so also this srishti also is possible on the part of Ishvara. This jagrat prapanchaha also is what? Product of creation of Ishvara. As the dream universe is your creation, this jagrat prapanchaha waking universe is creation of Ishvara Paramatma. That means sat cha tyat cha abhavat. Now similarly, Paramatma also created this universe, then entered into this universe and as identified with the one of the product, his own one of the products, the whole prapancha, all the bodies, all the beings, all of them that are here, the living, non-living, mobile, immobile, all the beings, subtle and gross, all of them are products of Paramatma, creation of Paramatma only. But this Paramatma, until he enters into the srishti, his own products, until he has identity with this given body, mind's complex, Paramatma is Paramatma. Once he created this universe and enters into this universe and identifies what now has identity with the identified with the body, my given body, mansions complex, becomes a jivaha. And then once Paramatma becomes a jiva, what happens? He sees the universe as though outside of himself, outside of oneself, and one isolates oneself from the totality, the universe. That is how Paramatma has jivatvam. Jivatvam means what? Jiva, the status of being the jiva. Therefore, who is the jiva now? Here we have understood only this much here. The Paramatma, Brahma, Param Brahma, with Maya Shakti, as Ishvara, I'm telling all this, okay, when you have, can you use the word Ishvara? Param Brahma, with Maya Shakti, as Ishvara, created the universe, entered into the universe, and became a Jivaha. Therefore, who is the Jiva now? Who is a jiva? Paramatma alone is in the form of a jiva. Every jiva is none other than Paramatma. Therefore, jivatma rupena, the one who is in the form of jivatma is none other than Paramatma, the Brahma. Therefore, Brahman is. It's the next point. How do you say jiva, Paramatma? Got it now? Had to be with me. Had to remember every step. Paramatma is Brahman is because jivatma is. This jivatma is none other than Paramatma alone, who entered into his own creation. I feel very bad to use the word his and her. Anyway, help us. Because the word Paramatma and Ishvara is what? Masculine gender word. So I can use his. Okay, Paramatma is neither he nor she, but still. So having created this universe, Paramatma entered into the universe and produced one's own body, meant for simple complex for himself, and identifies with what now? That created body, meant complex, thereby became a jivatma. Therefore, the one who obtains in the form of Jivatma is none other than Paramatma. Therefore, Paramatma Brahma is. So, from Anupravesha Shruti, we'll see that it again later on elaborately, the second point. The third, what a third point, we'll see that.
Satchatyaccha bhavate, satchatyaccha bhavate.
So, satchatyaccha abhavate. Now, abhavat means became. Became, when you say, the word became is a verb, the past tense verb of that bhavati, we call it abhavat, became. So, this Parabrahma, Paramatma, Brahma, as with Maya Shakti, as Ishvara, Paramatma became Sat and Tyat. So when you say sat, became sat and tyat means the word became implies Paramatma being the material cause. Because you can never say goldsmith has become the chain. Goldsmith created the chain, you can say, but gold has become the chain, you can say. Therefore, when you say Paramatma became Sat and Tyat means that Paramatma being the very material cause is implied by the verb Abhavat became. See, Asrajata created, Abhavat became. The verb became is very important. Isn't it? You can't say that. Therefore, Paramatma alone has become the material cause of the universe also. There is no other material cause other than Brahma, other than Paramatma. Therefore, Sat Cha Tyat Cha Abhavat. How do you say Paramatma? What is that? How Paramatma, Brahman itself was material cause, became material cause means like how you have your vasanas. You have your vasanas. What is a vasana? Whatever you mental impressions you accumulate during your waking state, those vasanas you have in your mind in the form of what now? In the form of vasanas. I taught you what the difference between thought and vasana in some other class. Hope you remember that. Unmanifest thought is a vasana. Vasana manifest is a thought. Remember, thought itself is subtle, imperceptible. So, vasana must be what? Much subtler. Why? Because thought itself is imperceptible, subtle. What about the unmanifest thought? Vasana. Therefore, you have unmanifest thoughts or vasanas and in your mind, and all those vasanas are nothing but impressions which you have accumulated during the waking state experience. Whatever you perceive through your senses, whatever you saw, whatever you heard, whatever you smelt, whatever you tasted, and all those things get jumbled and you have some impressions in your mind which are all known as vasanas. Unmanifest thoughts are vasanas. And those thoughts, unmanifest thoughts, known as vasanas, become the material cause for you to project your own dream prapancha. Because no creator, intelligent cause alone, cannot create, intelligent cause alone cannot create without the material something. Therefore, intelligent cause is not enough for creation. Therefore, this material cause for you to create your dream is your own vasanas. And they become projected as thoughts. So the whole dream prapancha is in your thought. Similarly, what is the material cause for Paramatma to create this Jagrat prapancha? Maya. Okay? So Maya Shakti is the material cause which is not outside of consciousness. Brahma Shaktihi, Maya Shaktihi, Chit Shaktihi, Chit Shaktihi is what? The power of Maya. Trigunatmika Maya. You know, Sattva Rajas Tamo Gunatmika Maya. The Maya Shakti alone is, Maya Shakti is not outside of Brahman, not different from Brahman, not separate from Brahman. This using this Maya Shakti, how you use your own vasanas to project the dream universe, Ishvara uses the Maya Shakti to project this universe, to create this universe. Therefore, then that Shakti being non-separate from Ishvara, but usually the maker and the material are generally they are different, not the same. But with reference to creation, this whole cosmos, maker and the material, the efficient and the material cause of the universe is one and the same Paramatma, same Ishvara. Therefore, abhinna nimitta upadana karanam adi prapanchaha is Ishvaraha. Therefore, he says here, what now? The same Paramatma created the universe and entered into the universe. Also, what now? Became Sat and Tyat. So what does became implies? The verb became differentiates Paramatma being the intelligent cause, Paramatma being the material cause, different from the intelligent cause, which is implied by the verb asrajata. You get two verbs are there. Then what does the word sat mean? Sat tyat. Sat means sthula prapanchaha. Tyat means sukshma prapanchaha. Tyat means tyat. The word sat means, see, you have to be careful because the word sat I have taught you differently. But in this context, you have to see what is the context. The word sat, when I say satyam, jnanam, anantam, brahma, there if I say sat, it means existence. In that context. But here sat means what? The sthula prapanchaha. The gross universe, and tyat means subtle universe. Subtle is intangible, imperceptible, whereas gross is tangible. Therefore, sat tyatcha abhavat. The same Paramatma became both both subtle universe as well as the gross universe. And here, the subtle and gross universe, Paramatma became both subtle and gross universe. You cannot say Paramatma became causal universe. You know why? Because causal universe is nothing but the material cause. And the material cause is not created. It is uncreated. Material cause is Brahman itself. Isn't it? Like Maya is another than Brahma. Brahman is not Maya. But Maya is another than Brahma. Like fire is not heat, but heat is fire. I mean, heat is not separate from fire. There is no such thing called heat without independent of fire. Therefore, the Shakti, Maya Shakti is Brahman. Therefore, Ishvara, with Maya Shakti as Ishvara, you say Brahman created this universe, became all this subtle and gross universe. Means causal universe is not created. Why? Because causal universe means cause, and cause is uncreated. Therefore, in many, even look at it, this is a big fact, which is the latest discovery of science, that the matter is not created and matter is not destroyed. They say, but our Shastras say very clearly, matter is never created, is never destroyed also. Because matter is beginningless, endless, and this matter, subtlest matter, is none other than Ishvara, Brahma Shakti. Chit Shaktihi. Okay, Brahma Shakti is my material cause. Therefore, Satcha Tyatcha Abhavat means Ishvara became both subtle and gross universe. That is further explained. Niruktancha Niruktancha
Niruktancha Niruktancha
Nilayanancha Nilayanancha
Nilayanancha Nilayanancha
Vijnanancha Vijnanancha
Vijnanancha Vijnanancha
Satyanchandratancha
Satyanchandratancha
Satyam Abhavat.
Satyam Abhavat.
Now he says, what is Sat and Tyat? Again, those two words are further explained by the following words. Niruktam is Sat, Aniruktam is Tyat. See, Niruktam is equal to gross universe. Aniruptam is equal to tyatte, subtle universe. Why gross universe is said to be niruptam? Why subtle universe is said to be aniruptam? Ishvara created all this subtle and gross universe. So the gross universe is something which is explicable. Nirukta means nischayena vaktum shakyam, that which can be defined clearly, that which is available for clear definition, clear description, is what now gross universe, isn't it? Gross universe being available for clear definition, available for explanation, being explicable, it is said to be niruptam. You can describe something which is gross, but something which is subtle, can you describe? Being subtle universe, being intangible, it is not available for description. You can understand, but you cannot describe. Like how a thought, what's a thought? Can you describe? If you say the mic, you can describe how it looks, etc. Thought. What can you describe? How can you describe thought? Anger. Can you draw and paint? And even dance also you can't show. No, one maximum can only show like this. How can you express? Can you describe your anger, desire, passion? You can only understand what desire is, what anger is, what passion is, but you cannot describe. Therefore, the subtle things which are not describable, which are not explicable, are said to be what? Aniruptam. Okay? That which can be describable, explicable, gross universe is said to be niruptam, and indescribable, inexplicable, subtle universe is said to be aniruptam. Niruptam, aniruptam. So tyat and sat and tyat further explained by these two words. Okay, this aparamatma Ishvara created this visible, perceptible, describable, explicable, gross universe of gross objects, and also indescribable, inexplicable, subtle universe also. Okay, then nilayanancha, nilayanancha,
nilayanancha, nilayanancha.
Then nilayanam, anilayanam. Nilayanam means what? That which is the support is nilayanam. Anilayanam means supported. That which is not the support. So the grass universe is the support, and anilayana means that which is not the support, that which is supported. Okay, therefore this, just understand this, because why it is support and supported. I'll give an example. If I say, would you please get us some gas? No, would you please get me some air? If you ask me why do you want me to bring air? I need to fill my balloon with the air. It is not possible. What can you do? It is easy for you to fill the balloon and bring the balloon, isn't it? That means air is the anilayanam supported and balloon is the support, isn't it? So something subtle needs what? No, subtle is supported and grass is the support. Therefore here this nilayanam and anilayanam means what? Nilayanam, at least you can't think, don't get confused too much. Nilayanam stands for the grass universe, the supporting grass universe, and anilayanam means the supported subtle universe. Okay, the supported, supporting grass and subtle universes, the Paramatma created, Paramatma became that universe. Paramatma became what? Sat and Tyat, grass and subtle universe. And what sort of grass and subtle universe? The grass universe which is explicable and subtle universe which is not explicable. And the grass universe which is the support and subtle universe which is the supported, which cannot be the support. Then vijnanancha, vijnanancha,
vijnanancha, vijnanancha.
Then vijnanancha, avijnanancha. So vijnanam and avijnanam. Vijnanam stands for the universe, the objects in the universe, subtle and gross. The objects manifest with manifestation of consciousness come under the category of vijnanam. The word vijnanam stands for the sentient beings. The word avijnanam stands for insentient, inert beings. Okay, inert things. Avijnanam means unintelligent. Unintelligent means what? Inert. Inert means what? The things which do not have the manifestation of consciousness, and beings which have the manifestation of consciousness. Beings with the manifest consciousness, which are live, which are sentient, and the things which are inert, because without having the manifestation of consciousness. So to say it briefly, we can say inert and sentient beings, sentient and insentient beings. For Paramatma became the sentient and insentient beings. Paramatma, both the sentient beings also is Paramatma. All the sentient beings are also Paramatma. And then insentient beings are also Paramatma. That is why in Navratri time, we have a day called Ayudha Puja. Ayudha Puja, I told you many times earlier also in the class, I think, If I have not told, if I have told also doesn't matter, I remind you, Ayudha Puja means the day when we bow to all the small, tiniest nut, I bow to the day. Tiniest nail, no, we bow to. And we clean our cars, our trucks, our lorries, our bicycles, even children's toys and all, everything will be clean. And they all have showered the day. And then nice chandan, they have perfumed scents and all that. And malas, chandan, kumkum, and we do arati, and we fall flat. Because whole jagat is Ishvara means you cannot. There is no Ishvara, only sentient beings are alone are Ishvara. What about the insentient? Everything is Ishvara, Paramatma only. Therefore, here we say what now? This word, Vijnanancha, Vijnanancha. Paramatma became all the sentient as well as the insentient things, sentient beings and insentient things. So, Satyam chandratam cha. Again, Satyam cha anratam cha. See, Satyam anratam means the dream universe is from the standpoint of waking universe. Dream universe is anratam, isn't it? The dream universe is mithya from the standpoint of the waking universe. So waking universe is satyam and dream universe is mithya. So this Paramatma became both Satyam and Anritam. Waking universe also is Ishvara and dream universe also is Ishvara. And this subtle universe is Ishvara, grass universe also is Ishvara. Describable, explicable grass universe is Ishvara. Inexplicable, indescribable subtle universe also is Ishvara. Mobile, immobile, sentient beings also Ishvara, and the insentient beings also Ishvara. Therefore, everything what now? Satyam cha, Satyam abhavat. Satyam abhavat means Paramatma with Maya Shakti, Brahma with Maya Shakti as Paramatma as Ishvara, became both subtle and gross universe. That means the Maya Shakti also being not outside of Brahma, Ishvara. Brahman alone became this universe. Therefore, Brahman is the material cause of the universe. Okay? Jagataha upadana karanatvat Brahma asti is the third point. The material cause of the universe is Brahman. Therefore, Brahman is what now? Brahman is. The third. How do you establish Brahman is? Material cause of the universe is Brahman. Therefore, Brahman is. And in this context, you can say one more thing. Upadana karanatvat Brahma asti. Brahman is because of the status of being, the material cause of this universe. It's the third point. Here you can say, you also see the break. Suddenly everybody remains quiet. Anyway, just let me tell you this. See, Brahman alone is here as the very existence of the universe. The touch of the chain is nothing but the touch of the gold. Touch of the shirt is the touch of the fabric. Therefore, when you perceive the universe, you are perceiving Paramatma alone. You are perceiving Paramatma as the very material cause of the universe. As the material of the universe. And in what form do you perceive Paramatma, Ishvara, Brahman in the universe? When you say Paramatma is the material cause of the universe, you are perceiving Paramatma in the form of the existence of the universe. In what form? This we have already discussed. I am not repeating. Upanishad is repeating. Therefore, I am also repeating. In this we have already discussed this point. Gold is found in the form of the existence of the chain. Fabric is found in the form of existence of the shirt. Wood is found in the form of the existence of the table. Why? Because if you remove the wood, the table will lose its existence. If you remove the gold, chain will lose its existence. If you remove the fabric, shirt will lose its existence. Therefore, in what form does the material cause obtain in any effect? Every effect in every product, the cause is in the form of the very existence of the product effect. Therefore, Paramatma being the material cause of the universe, Paramatma also obtains in the form of existence of this universe. Therefore, when we say Akashaha Asti, space is, air is, fire is, water is, earth is, plants are, beings are, when you say the isness or existence of all of them is one and the same Paramatma. The existence part, the isness part belongs to Paramatma, like how the existence belongs to the gold, not to the namarupam chain. Existence belongs to the cause fabric, not to the name and form shirt. Existence belongs to the wood, the cause, not to the name and form table. Existence, the easiness, belongs to the cause or the namarupa effect. Existence belongs to what? The cause or the effect? Effect is just the namarupa. It's very subtle. You may think I'm repeating, but it's very important to repeat. Existence belongs to, easiness belongs to the cause, not to the effect. Because effect is nothing but non-substantial name and form. Therefore, here we say, when you say Akashaha, you say the whole, everything, Niruktam, Aniruktam, Vijnanam, Avijnanam, Nilayanam, Anilayanam, Satyacha, Tyatyacha, everything has come into existence from Paramatma, means Paramatma is the material cause of the universe. Paramatma alone has become everything, means Paramatma is the very existence. Existence belongs to Paramatma, not to the prapancha nama rupa. Akashaha nama rupa. All the elements nama rupa. Elementals nama rupa. Understand? And what is the easiness? Existence is, existence of everything is Paramatma alone. Okay? Therefore, the Jagat Asti, look at the Jagat is nothing but a Namarupa, which is a product, name and form, which is an effect, Karyam. The effect is means cause is. Don't say effect is, therefore the cause is. Effect is because the cause is. Ocean is because the water is, not therefore. Chain is because the gold is. Shirt is because the fabric is. Furniture is because the wood is. Jagat is because Paramatma is. Karyasya. Karyam asti because karanam asti. So the universe is, therefore what proof do you want for the existence of Paramatma? Paramatma being the efficient cause and the material cause of the universe, Paramatma is, that is why the universe is. Therefore, the isness, existence of the universe being Paramatma, Paramatma being the material cause of the universe, not only the efficient cause but also the material cause of the universe, Paramatma being the very existence of the universe, and Paramatma universe is, therefore Paramatma is very much there. Okay, Brahma asti, therefore Brahman is the third point. You can say this way also. Okay, the third reason for the existence of Brahman. It doesn't sound very interesting. No, it may look like that. Wait. Okay, you can go for your small break and come.